It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk and Willoughby's. Did I get that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We love Willoughby's.
All right. Herlinda's here.
Cheers.
Oddly enough, she's not in Europe or planet Zaytok or wherever it is. She's always all over the world.
She's right here with us.
Yeah. And, of course, another Drive Hall of Famer, Mark Carpenter, who started at Anchor Brewing in San Francisco in
1971.
Yeah.
And it's great to be here. I've got a fabulous beer to start the show with from Anchor Brewing Company, and we have the head brewer, Ramon Tamayo, here with us today.
Ramon, great to meet you, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Wow. Well, as we know, Mark was with Anchor for 100 years.
He's a legend.
Yes, he is a legend. And how long have you been the brewmaster there?
I am the head brewer. I've been with Anchor for 7 years.
Wow.
So I'm picking up the baton where Mark left it, trying to take us to the finish line.
And he's doing some very creative stuff today. We've got some new brews from Anchor to taste. And one I'm drinking right now, a Brewer's Pale Ale, a Citra hop blend.
It's delicious.
It's a category I've talked about on the air before that I think people should spend more time with is pale ale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and this is just a fabulous drink. It's just
definitely
great beer.
More consumer friendly than a regular IPA. Not as overly bitter, but still has that great aromatics. Lower alcohol, so you could slam a lot more of them.
It's more food friendly too.
Exactly.
Not as bitter. Yeah.
Ramon, talk about how you got into brewing. Were you a home brewer?
I was a home brewer. Yeah, I was a home brewer in college down in San Diego.
Everyone was.
I know.
Everyone.
I mean, you kind of have to. You know, you're not quite 21, you're a fake ID, doesn't quite look at you like you. Me and my brother look pretty different, but somehow sometimes that ID would work. I don't know if
excuse
I should
me
be
so
saying
you look
that,
like
right?
Barbara Streisand in this fake ID.
Yeah, right. So started home brewing. Loved it. Loved the science of it, loved the art of it, loved making something, crafting something. And then enjoying your hard work, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hard work, and then when you open up all those bottles and you drink them, especially when you make them, nothing can be bad about those beers. But
were you selling to your fellow students?
Oh, no. I was just drinking all of them with my friends in one or two outings.
Sharing with your family at all? What did your family think of
my
the
family was not. Those beers did not last the trip back up to Northern California.
Where did you grow up? Here?
I'm from Petaluma, yeah.
Oh, cool. All right.
I'm a Petaluman.
Yeah, and he's living there now. I picked him up at his house, brought him up here.
Just moved back, yeah.
Well, your family, you're actually, as soon as I've known your name, and then it clicked to me that you're from the Tamayo family, the La Tortilla Factory.
Yeah. I am part of that family, yeah. My dad and his brothers and grandparents all started that business.
Tamayo, yeah.
But nowadays, they all ask them if they're part of the same family as Ramon from Anchor.
That's right. You know, I get plenty of free tortillas.
Yeah.
So that's why I didn't go into that business, because I already get them for free. So
now you want
I need some free beer, you know? gotta have food and drink.
Let's do a tortilla beer tasting at some point. You
that.
Come on in and do
I'll
that.
I'll do that any day.
if I could just have you explain to us about the Citra Pale Ale. Anchor, after I left, started a new brew pub that's been quite successful. And it has a 7-barrel brew house. Now, tell us, did you start this one in the 7-barrel brew house?
This
was right from the big brew house.
The Citra Pale. So it's the second beer in this Brewer's Pale series. This one features a Citra hop, which is a beautiful hop.
I love it.
We're getting it out of Washington, and we're using it in three different forms: whole cone, the pellets, and the cryo. Cryo's this new product out there on the market. But this beer originated actually in the main facility. So we have developed new beers, and we're going to talk about one later. But this beer It's just like the old way Anchor used to do it.
That's the way we always did it. 125 barrels.
100, yeah, you just go for it. I mean, we're accomplished brewers. We know what we're doing. We know what we like to drink.
Yeah.
We know how to work the system. We know how to make a great product.
And you must have learned a lot from Mark Carpenter, God. Huh?
Well-acknowledged Mark Carpenter. It's, it was an honor for me to be able to learn from him. Truly amazing man.
He's awfully nice to me. But it was good to have him come to the brewery. You know, I knew him in Petaluma, and it's good to have him at the brewery.
You came on one time with the Gigantes beer that you were...
Oh, yeah, that was his idea.
Loved the Giants.
Yeah, that was, that was a real treat for me to be able to come up not only with the beer recipe... But the name and the idea for the artwork, and
then you had to work with the Giants.
Got to work with the Giants. Yeah, it's amazing to be able to kind of work with such an iconic San Francisco brand, to combine our iconic brand with theirs, and really showcase what's best about San Francisco.
Ramon Tamayo is here.
Thank you.
He is the brew master at Anchor in San Francisco, where Mark Carpenter started in 1971.
Yes, sir. Long time ago.
Yes, sir. Now retired and hanging in Petaluma with his horses.
And proof that beer's good for you.
That's right.
You know, what we always say, what Ben Franklin said,
that's
beer
it.
Is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy.
That's absolutely true.
Yep, it's true. He said that. It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. Ramon Tamayo is here. He is now the brewmaster at Anchor Brewing in San Francisco. Great to meet you, man.
Thank you.
And you got to love any guy with a man bun.
Oh, I know. Love the long man hair, bun, man.
Yeah,
I donate my hair to Locks of Love when I grow it out.
Very cool. Very
so cool.
So I've done it quite a few times. And
I had
grow
long
it out,
hair.
Chop it off.
I had long hair for a long time over the last 10 years and more. And a couple times I did a man bun before it was called a man bun.
Before it was a man bun. Yeah. You're the originator.
I am, man.
I'm glad to meet you. Now I can take a picture next to two originators.
Now I have very short hair because it's fallen out and I'm old. Mark, talk about 71. You started at Anchor in San Francisco. The story's great. Fritz Maytag.
Yes.
Who started Anchor.
Yes.
Quickly tell the story about how you wandered in and became what you became at Anchor.
Yeah, I was looking for a change in my life. You know, keep in mind this was the end of the 60s, start of the 70s in San Francisco, which was an amazing time to be around.
Mm-hmm.
As I've often said, you had the Vietnam War and the draft, which everybody was trying to avoid, but you had the sexual revolution, which everybody was kind of volunteering for. You know?
They didn't need a lottery for that.
No.
No, I was in the lottery in 71.
Yeah.
I was number 3.
Oh, man.
I had to go to Detroit downtown and do 2 days of the whole thing. You know, and I kept saying, oh, man, I'd rather be number 1 than number 3. What the hell? You know, and my friends are like, I'm 420 or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know, whatever,
exactly. Well, you couldn't be more than 365.
Okay, you're right. I guess they were lying to me. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. But so it was an amazing time in San Francisco, and I wanted a change in my life, you know, to something different. And I walked in, I talked to Fritz Maytag, and
he is of the Maytag
correct. Yeah,
family.
Yes, correct. His family did the washer and dryers.
Right,
And he was going to school at Stanford and drank steam beer at a couple places around the city. And he wound up buying the brewery for a tiny amount of money. People wouldn't believe how little that he paid for it. But he wasn't buying much. This was really just an archaic place. Anyway, he hired me. We just and I was one of three at the time working in the brewery. It was a fabulous time. And I just grew up there. I truly grew up there. And Fritz was so good at taking care of all of us and seeing that we had interesting jobs and that I can afford to be retired now because of Fritz Maytag. And he just made all these interesting beers. When he started Anchor Brewing, we only made steam. And we went on to do so many that were the first of their style. and
the Liberty Ale.
Like the Liberty Ale, absolutely. Yeah, the
first
Porter.
India Pale Ale in America. Yep. The first IPA in America, people don't know, was Anchor Liberty.
Yeah.
The Liberty Ale.
Didn't at some point you guys distilled as well?
Oh, yes. We started in the 90s with a distillery because with Fritz, there were all kinds of projects that you might start out on and never finish. But with the distillery, we did finish it, and we made whiskey and we made gin.
Unbelievable.
Fabulous. It was just fabulous. And that's when I found out that I couldn't drink hard spirits.
Yeah, I have a problem
told
with
that
myself.
Story. Yes, you did. Elbow. My elbow goes at a certain rate, so I stick with beer, but we made some delicious spirits.
So easy, you know?
But that's Ramon is, and the guys are really carrying on with the creativity. And as I've said here on the show, there's so many more hops to use today, so many different types of malt to use today. That and as we said earlier, we can do the. We did a single batch, a big batch every time, you know. And but now that they have the brew pub. That people should go and visit. It's a really cool place. And
yeah, the beer, check it out. It's you could see the whole system right there. Our pilot brewer will probably be there working. You go up and say hi to him, talk to him.
You mean beyond
ask him
the
questions.
Tasting room?
There's it's the brew pub next door.
There's a whole brew pub.
Does it
now.
Have food?
It has a food truck.
It's had food trucks come in, so you never know what kind of food. But it's
there's
you know, always
there's
interesting.
A schedule out there for the food trucks.
Mark. The Anchor Steam beer. There's still people I talk to going, "Hey, I heard you had the Anchor Steam guy." You know, they call it Anchor Steam.
Yes.
Cool. It's actually Anchor Brewing.
Anchor Brewing Company, and we make steam beer.
Explain the steam stuff.
Okay, steam beer. During the Gold Rush, before the Gold Rush, there were no breweries in California. Everybody who was out here drank wine. But with the Gold Rush came beer drinkers. So now all these Northern Europeans wanted beer. So the brewers tried to set up breweries as quickly as possible and make beer. But they had no time to set up ice houses or and refrigeration hadn't been invented yet. So they couldn't make lager beer. So they were doing kind of English ales or things like that. And they did a beer that took on the nickname steam beer that was a artificial lager beer. It was fermented at temperatures that were more similar to ales or to old school beers from around the world. And then they'd Kroizen it, which is a second fermentation.
Geek alert.
Yep. Yeah. The Kroizening is a second fermentation, which was that the Germans developed. A lot of people think it was only developed for carbonation, to carbonate the beer like you do with champagne. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I really believe that the second fermentation was really to clean up the beer. Because during that second fermentation, a lot of those ale-like flavors that were produced during the first fermentation are absorbed by the ale, and it makes a cleaner, crisper beer.
Wow.
And that's what made lager beer so popular, you know, that it was easy to drink. And so anyway, they made this beer. And it took on the nickname steam beer. And as soon as they could make lager beer, they did. And all these steam beer breweries went away, except in San Francisco.
Anchor.
Because in San Francisco, you could do this method year-round. Because middle of summer, it could still be 65 in San Francisco.
And as we've said, Mark Twain said the coldest summer I ever spent.
Coldest winter I ever spent was
summer in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
There we go.
Ramon Tamayo is here. He is now the Mark Carpenter of Anchor Brewing in San Francisco. Yeah, man. Pretty amazing. And I did ask you during the traffic report. Obviously, Anchor is still making Anchor Steam.
Still making the steam beer, always. I mean, it's the classic, the beer that started it all. You can't just say goodbye to something
I would
like
think
that.
So. And Mark, what were you saying about the Christmas stuff, the holiday?
We do a Christmas beer every year that Fritz started many, many years ago. And every year it's a different recipe, and every year there's a different tree on the label.
A different label,
it's a collector's item to save the bottles, and, especially the big ones.
And Ramon, what can you tell us about it? We used to always have it be secret. The ingredients, the recipe's
still pretty secretive.
Good.
We don't spill the beans on this one too much. But on this year's label, we have the Korean pine tree.
That's beautiful. I wish I had that in my house for the holidays.
Yeah, it's a beautiful tree.
I know. We heard early about the nuclear treaty, and so we wanted to put that on the label, you know. And we just wanted to celebrate. We wanted to take advantage of the world peace, you know.
Such a Christmas.
Especially at
world
Christmas
peace
time,
of crap,
you know.
At this point, so.
It's really good, though. It's rich and full-bodied. It's perfect.
Yeah.
With, like,
I just tasted. This is this year's.
Yeah, this year's is last year we did what I would like to call it was kind of a honey chocolatey stout. Mm-hmm. This year is more towards more roasted flavors, leaving out that chocolate flavor, the less astringent coffee, leaving that out. And it's more about like toasted grains, burnt bread, biscuits, having a little bit of the pine flavor come out from the hops, and really creating a nice, well-balanced beer that has a nice body, 6.9% alcohol. So this one will age well.
Now, is this available yet, or does it wait till Thanksgiving?
It is actually available out there. We used to have this policy where it got released on the 1st of November. But I have seen it out in trade, and I don't know if it's supposed
good
to be here or not,
year.
But yeah.
I'm sorry, we only got 30 seconds, and Ramon Tamayo, a pleasure to meet you. You got to come back, dude.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, it's an honor to have you. Herlinda and Mark Carpenter, we'll see you guys next Thursday.
Very good.